I'm Gabe Green.
And I'm Althea Croteau.
Welcome to We've Got Issues.
Today we're going to be talking about the obesity problem in Kirkland's teens. So here's our first guest, Evan Cole.
So let's get her done. Welcome. This is a kid who wanted to show his success story about doing more exercise and becoming
more active.
And staying more active and becoming more healthy.
Yeah, before I got into sports in junior high, I was kind of chubby, and it was not a fun time for me because I couldn't do anything. But once I got into sports, there's a big improvement on my body and my social life, and it got much better.
So what kind of activities do you like to do?
I like to play football, wrestling. I like to hang out with my friends. It's a lot better if you're healthier.
What foods do you like? What do you believe you should avoid eating?
Hydrogenated foods, oily foods, fatty foods, fast foods. They're all really bad.
Okay.
So what does healthy mean to you?
Healthy means you're fit, physically fit. You eat healthy, and you don't have to worry about what other people think of you just by appearance.
Okay, so are you more conscious about what you do and what you eat?
Yeah, now that I'm working on my body and getting more fit than before, I really monitor what I take in, and so I can be better.
Okay. I know I felt better when I started running. I always came home and I felt like I had done something. Was that the same with you?
Yeah, sports is a really big way so I can release my energy, and I feel much better afterwards that I got a workout.
Okay, thanks, Evan. That was great.
Welcome.
This is Colette, another council member who did research on obesity. Is obesity prevalent in the United States?
Obesity is very prevalent in the United States. 9 million 6 to 19-year-olds in the U.S. are considered obese. Another 9 million are at risk for becoming obese. 25% of Washington teens are overweight or at risk of becoming overweight. From 1960 to 1980, there was no increase in the number of overweight kids in the United States. But since 1980, the percentage has increased every year.
Okay, when is a teen considered obese?
A teen is considered obese when they are 20% heavier than the ideal weight. Teens with a body mass index above the 95th percentile are considered overweight. A person becomes obese when extra calories are consumed and then stored as fat over a long period of time.
What factors influence obesity?
There are four primary factors that influence obesity. The first one is genetics. If the family has a history of obesity, then the teen is more likely to become obese. Habits also influence obesity. If the type of diet the family has, or if the person's parents are unhealthy, then the teen is more likely to be unhealthy because they look towards their parents for guidance. Emotions such as stress also impact how much a person will eat. And the sedentary lifestyle. If a person is not active, if they're not involved in sports or activities, then they're more likely to become obese.
Evan, would you like to comment on any of that?
Yeah, I think she pretty much hit all of it. I really want to emphasize, you have to be active if you want to lose weight.
How does obesity affect teens?
In teens, obesity has many negative effects on them. It can cause fatigue, stress on the joints, bones, and organs. It can cause breathing problems, depression. It can make them feel isolated from their peers, and people can bully them at school. Teen girls who are overweight can lose 4 to 8 years of life, and teen boys who are overweight can lose 12 to 20 years of life.
Wow. How does the diet of U.S. teens affect obesity?
Well, obesity is very prevalent in the United States, and also is an unhealthy diet for teens in the United States. 25% of the vegetables that teens eat are French fries. That's not a very good source of getting your vegetables because they're greasy and et cetera. 25% of Washington 8th graders and 20% of 10th and 12th graders are eating at least 5 servings of fruit and vegetables per day. So only 25% and 20%, and that's not very much.
Are teens in the U.S. exercising enough?
Teens in the U.S. do not exercise nearly as enough as they should to stay healthy. In the 1980s, 42% of teens participated in at least 30 minutes of exercise per day. In 2000, only 28% of teens participated.
Thank you, Colette. We've really appreciated your time.
Thank you.
Now let's talk about some active goals you could do. A good rule of thumb is vigorously exercise 4 times a week for 20 to 30 minutes.
It's also necessary to get 8 or more hours of sleep every night and stay hydrated.
Here's Jim Brockmeyer, our fitness expert. Please tell us about yourself and what you do.
Well, presently I'm teaching exercise science at Lake Washington Technical College. I also run my business called Northwest Wellness Consultants, and I'm personal training people at the Juanita Bay Club.
Cool. Tell us about the importance of physical activity, obesity prevention, and general health.
Physical activity is number one. You know, diet-wise, you need to eat the right diet that you need to eat, and that's it. You shouldn't have too few calories, starvation-type diet, and you don't want to have too many calories. So the diet you need to have is pretty much where it needs to be. Where you can really make the difference is the expenditure of calories. You need to expend more calories than you take in to have a negative caloric intake and thus lose weight. It's extremely important to exercise.
Can you suggest some activities that might appeal to teens?
You bet. I think the name of the game for teens and really everyone is fun. You know, you can get somebody on this, that, or the other machine, and they're going to burn out. It's not going to be fun. They're not going to continue doing it. This is something we want people to do forever, from the time they're a teen till the time they're an old person. And so fun is the name of the game. So biking, rollerblading, playing sports, being active, is really what you're going to do and be able to do for a lifetime.
What level of activity is recommended each week?
Well, the level of activity currently, according to the Surgeon General and the National Institutes of Health, we need to exercise most, if not all, days of the week, and most equals 4, so at least 4 days a week for at least 30 minutes.
We're busy. We're really busy people. How can we fit this in?
Well, that's a very common question for me. And you know, how do I fit this in? First of all, people want to try to find time for exercise. If you try to find time for exercise, most likely you never will. You need to make time. You need to schedule it like you do your classes, like you do your homework, like you do anything. I think most teens, if they look through and review their day, they can find a little less time to be on the computer, a little less time to be in front of the TV, and more time to be active.
Do you have suggestions to help ourselves and our friends to stay motivated?
You bet. Again, make it fun, do it with a friend, and as important as do it with a friend, do it with your family. Families need to eat together and exercise together to make it fun and to make it a lasting behavioral change.
Thank you for your insight and time.
Here's Laura O'Brien. She's a teen with a healthy lifestyle.
How long have you been health conscious?
probably since about, eighth grade I really got into being healthy and kind of
monitoring more what I eat and not just kind of eating whatever was in front of me. I really kind of decided I had a conscious choice to eat an apple for snack or to eat like a bowl of potato chips. And
give three examples of a healthy snack.
Well, you can have like fruits or vegetables, I think, are a really great snack, because at around that time you're not that hungry, but you want something to eat so you can focus on your homework or whatever you have to do. So fruits and vegetables are really good, or something that has like a lot of fiber in it. Or I really love cereal, which is probably not a very good thing, but I always like having a bowl of cereal for snacks sometimes. And just something that's not too high in sugar, because you're going to crash right after you have that.
What foods do you believe you should avoid eating?
I think caffeine is a really bad thing that more and more people are starting to eat. Energy drinks and stuff, I mean, they give you energy, but not for very long, and I think those are really horrible for you, and people don't know how bad they are for you. And foods that are really, really high in like fat and sugar and stuff, you should really try to avoid those like as much as possible. I mean, you can go eat ice cream with your friends. Like, you need to have a balance to.
What does it mean to you to be a healthy teen?
Being healthy is being able to. Well, to really have a good balance in your life is pretty much the basic thing. I mean, you could be a healthy teen. Or like you can be an unhealthy teen by not eating anything, because I think that's just as worse pretty much as eating everything and anything. So you really need to find a good balance and to be able to have all your vitamins. And
do you have any advice for people who are obese or are struggling with what to eat?
Well, pretty much, I think it's good to pack your lunch every day and take it to school, because I mean, the cafeteria, they try to give you healthy choices to eat, but nothing in the cafeteria really looks very good. So I think if you really like put some time into deciding that, well, today I'm going to have a sandwich and an apple and have my three servings of fruit at lunchtime, so it's a good way to start.
Thanks a lot for all of you guys. Evan, if you were back as how you were, do you think this program would have been helpful for you?
Yeah, definitely. It took me a while to figure out what I needed to do. I didn't have a set of guidelines, but I asked a few people, and they suggested eating healthier and exercise a lot, and that's what I did. And
goals that you'll make now to become, what are some goals that you think you could even more improve on if you think it's necessary?
Have a specific thing what you're going to eat. Don't snack too much, because you'll end up eating junk food and then you'll want more and more. It's not good. So stay away from the bad foods and eat healthy fruits, and but mainly exercise a lot. That's what I want to do.
So take control of your life and eat healthy food. Thank you for joining us. And
Kirkland's youth, stay healthy.
Until next time.